Hey, friends, and welcome to the podcast today. I have a question for you. You know, we're coming up on the end of the year, and as we get to December and close in on the end of this year and the beginning of another one, do you start to feel the clock ticking? I mean, and if you feel that way, is it a good feeling, or does that ticking follow you and haunt you a little bit? I mean, did you wait too late to start doing the things that this time last year you had promised and sworn to yourself that you were going to do or get done? Now, life is full of regrets, but life is so much easier to see from the other side. You know, the hindsight is always 20/20. You may be kicking yourself for something you didn't do or didn't get around to, but you really need to give yourself a pass because, you know, most of the time we're always just doing the best we can with the information that we have at the time. But if you are seriously afraid of having some life regrets, I want to talk to you about three things that you can do right now to start living a happier and hopefully longer life with fewer regrets. So let's get ready to go. Let's do it. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Regret is such a sad word. It is to me anyway. I mean, say it out loud. Regret. Ugh. And the thing is, we've all had them. And you might dwell on regrets until you remember or understand what I said in the open. And that's that every situation is a learning experience. And we are just doing the best we can with what we have or with the information that we have at that time. I mean, do we all regret missing the opportunity to play the lottery when someone else has won millions of dollars? Well, sure. But all the information that we had at the time pointed to the fact that hardly anybody ever wins and that we are probably going to lose, so why would I waste that money? Living without regret just isn't possible. But there are definite ways that we can live with that regret, all while feeling at peace as we move into a longer and happier life. Now, I've got three things that you need to start focusing on right away. The first one is be present. I know you've heard it a million times, but how many of us rush through life and through experiences, whether they're good or bad, only to look back and wish that we could go back to relive that moment or enjoy that moment a little bit more or appreciate it even just a little bit more? You know, when we're young, we don't think about the fact that our years are numbered and that we really need to be taking in every second. We always feel that we're invincible and that we're going to live forever. So we just want to get to the next thing and to the next stage and then to the next thing and the next stage. I think it's when our kids leave that we really wish that we could go back and enjoy all the moments. You know, even the bad moments are good ones. When you're older, you look back more fondly, even on the bad days. You know, as we get older, we do regret that we didn't appreciate our bodies when they were younger and they could do more. Or we wish that we had taken that chance in our career when we were still unmarried, you know, childless, maybe not even worrying about retirement. But we didn't. And so here we are. You know, there's no way to go back and correct those things, but we can definitely self-correct moving forward. We need to live more in the present moment and take in everything as it comes. We need to stop wishing days and seasons away and start enjoying the one that we are in. Now, hopefully you are going to be 70 or 80 years old one day, if you're lucky, and you don't want to look back and have the same regrets that you have today about your 20s and 30s and 40s. You need to take each moment and be in it. Take each success that you have and celebrate it. Don't just be wanting to rush off to the next challenge. You need to take all the crappy days and use them to help you realize how good all the other days are. At the end of the day, write down some things about that day. There are going to be some good things, there are going to be some bad things. The thing is, your whole life is made up of each of these days. You need to learn to enjoy and learn something from every one of them for a longer and happier life. Number two, be curious. Wake up, go to work, watch TV or doom scroll, eat, go to bed. That's what a lot of people's lives look like. They're sleepwalking through this one and only life. Now, is this you? Do you feel like you do the same thing day in and day out? Are you just on autopilot? And every now you look up to notice that the days, weeks, months, maybe even years have passed without you even realizing. You know, it's so easy to fall into a rut in our lives. We tend to go with the flow, but we have no idea where the flow is going. I think it's so important to be curious. You know, we spend our whole childhood being curious about things. Why this and why that and how come? And, you know, we want to be learning all the things. And at some point, we just stop doing that. But it's in learning new things and wanting to learn new things that our brains start to light up to new possibility. Do you ever tell yourself that you're too old to do this, that, or the other? Or that you aren't smart enough to learn how to do that thing? Or you think that other thing is it's just for young people and that you would never understand it? Well, you know, all of those statements just aren't true. But the people our age who do those things and branch out regardless, they're curious. Have you ever wanted to learn how to play the guitar? Do you feel because you're in your 50s that you're too old to do it? Well, I call BS on that. If you want to do it, get a teacher, practice, and learn how. Do you want to learn how to design a website, or you even have this urge to start a new business? Do you feel like you're not smart enough to do that? I call BS on that. Get a mentor. Take a class. Learn how to do it. Get on it. You know, curiosity makes your mind active instead of passive. Curious people always ask questions and search for answers. And since the mind is like a muscle which becomes stronger through continual exercise, the mental exercise caused by this curiosity makes your mind stronger and stronger the more you use it. When you explore and satisfy your curiosity, your brain floods your body with dopamine, which makes you feel happier. This reward mechanism increases the likelihood that you'll try to satisfy your curiosity again and again in the future. Hence, living happier longer. Now, speaking of increasing the levels of dopamine in our body naturally, the third thing that you can start to do now to live happier longer is to take care of your health through fitness and nutrition. I hear you. You've heard me say it a million times. I am a broken record at this point, but we really do need to start building the habits of doing our body good so that our 70 or 80 year old self will thank you. You do not want to have health regrets. Those kind of regrets affect your independence as you age. If you are doing the best with the knowledge you have now, know that you need to take care of your body now so that it will take care of you in 10 or 20 years. Now, we do this by eating a healthy whole food diet, drink plenty of water, get enough protein in your diet, get your daily recommended sleep, do some cardiovascular exercise 5 to 6 days a week, and some resistance or strength training 2 to 4 days a week. Now, all of that may seem overwhelming and a lot, but if you knew that it would keep you living in your own home well into your 80s, wouldn't you start doing it, like right now? The best part of doing all of these things is that you don't have to wait until you're 80 to see the benefits. You're going to start feeling better almost immediately after you start. And that can definitely increase your happiness factor as you head toward longer life. I think if you start doing all three of these things, being present, being curious, and taking care of your health, you're going to live a happier, longer life. They are the secrets to life, and they're all within your control to begin doing today. So I'm saying, wake up, friend. Stop sleepwalking through your life, grab a hold, and don't let go. As we move toward 2023, myself, I'm doubling down on the being curious part. I have really been trying to expand my curiosity because I kind of fall into that sleepwalking rut for a while. But what I'm doing, I'm taking all that I know from my experiences and all that I am learning now, and I'm developing an online course and workouts for women in their midlife years that women that are needing a place to start taking care of their own health. This course is going to be open at the end of January, fingers crossed, and I'm so excited to be able to share it with all of you that may be looking for a place to start your own curiosity into your own health. And until then, I'm doing some individual coaching, some one-on-one calls to see where you are in your own health journey and what kind of help that you need to put a good 30-day plan into place. We always start small. Nobody wants to be overwhelmed, but we're going to look at your nutrition and fitness to get a good, solid 30-day plan into place. Now, I'm just taking a few people on after the first of the year, so if you're interested and want to gift it to yourself for Christmas, I say yes, you're totally worth the investment. You know, I love hearing from you and talking through what kind of accountability and motivation and encouragement you need. So if this is something you would be interested in, email me at hello@leslielmcshane.com. That's going to be in the show notes too. And we can see if this is going to be a good fit for you. And then make sure to follow and share this episode with a friend who may be overwhelmed with some regret themselves, so that you can help them and remind them of things that they can do now to start living happier, longer. You know, nobody should feel overwhelmed with regret. It is absolutely no fun. I think it's time for us to take control of our outcomes. So roll on down the bottom of this page. Rate and review this episode so this podcast episode gets bumped up into searches for other people. I so appreciate that. Now, my new website is almost ready as well. If you've gone to the website recently, it's a dog. So I have been using my curiosity to create a new one, and that's going to be up very soon. I can't wait to share everything that's going to be there. So until next time, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. That compassion for others will help them show compassion to other people. And what comes around goes around. So love to all. Till next time. See ya. Bye.